up this morn, jumped out of bed, put on my best suit. I'm just playing. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Anthony Anthem, a.k.a. Black Fabio, a.k.a. the Midnight Marauder, a.k.a. Mr. A.k.a. And today, let's talk a little bit, let's walk a little bit, and let's rock to this shit. All right. So how are you guys doing today? It is a beautiful week, but it's been a little crazy in the last several days. You're probably wondering, Anthony, why do you not release an episode on Friday? I thought you were back on schedule. It was Juneteenth, bitch. I decided to take a break. Black people have been slaving and grinding all of our lives through the ancestries. It was time to celebrate freely. So, with that, I went out to celebrate Juneteenth. I cooked a dope dinner, spent time with my family, and had a good-ass day. Sincerely, it was great. So, happy belated Juneteenth to all my black listeners. I don't know, to everybody else that's listening, I don't know where you're from, whether you're from India or whatever, or you're from Japan, I don't care. If you got a special holiday you're celebrating right now, maybe a wonderful holiday for you, whether it's for spirituality, whether it's for gatherings, or whatever it may be, celebrate and enjoy. So, I celebrated mine. Yeah! No, but, before we get started with the episode, I need to talk about something. Usually, I do a segment on Wednesday called basically focus on wrestling. But I'm going to kind of just not, out of respect of the things that are happening right now in the wrestling community. There's been a huge movement going on via Twitter called hashtag speaking out. And there's a lot of professional wrestlers, male, female, non-binary, non-cisgender, whatever, that have brought up a lot of cases and allegations of wrestlers sexually assaulting them, abusing them, and causing harm of different calibers. And I want to state, as a professional wrestling fan, I do not condone that shit. And I appreciate all these men and women coming forward. We've had strong people like Keith Lee come forward. We've had strong women like Sarah the Rebel. A lot of supportive people. A mixture of Sasha Banks, FTR, the Young Bucks. Just people supporting each other. There's a lot of names on this list that I am very surprised by. I've actually met a couple of the guys that are on this list, and it shocks me. I'm not going to say no names. I'm just going to say that a lot of guys have been released or suspended until, you know, I guess they get the legal team or whatever they need to. They're on different rosters. We got WWE stars, NXT stars, AEW stars, a lot of indie series, even a couple New Japan stars, a lot of British, UK phenomenons that are on that list, male and female. So, right now, wrestling's a little crazy right now. So, even though I have been enjoying the wrestling program this week, I think I'm going to take a break from speaking upon wrestling until some of this is cleared up, until I get a clear play, because I'm not trying to promote the wrong person's match after everything I've seen and heard and been surprised by. I'm a little disappointed in some of these guys because I respect them as professional wrestlers, but when it comes down to it, if they pieces of shit, they pieces of shit. So, I don't know. I'm just going to let this shit go into a legal situation and let's see what happens. I hope the girls and guys who have been through some of these horrific things are able to forgive themselves, most importantly, and be able to, you know, find closure by releasing this from their hearts and souls. I know that must have been hard to do. So, hashtag speaking out. You can find it on Twitter. It's all over the wrestling news articles. It's insane. And, that is the note that I wanted to make real quick before I decided to start this podcast, because I felt like it was important to go ahead and share that and put my thoughts under that. All the shit I read in the last 5 days, just, it fucked with me. But I am going to say this. GCW had a beautiful event in a park in Indianapolis. That was wonderful. Raw was aight. And then AEW Dark was tight. But you know what? You can go check it out on the internet. I'm pretty sure y'all can. But let's go ahead and move on. I want to do something that's going to make us laugh today. I don't know, put some joy in the air. We are all just kind of mentally drained, I can tell. I know that my emotions and my juices, yes, my juices, my juice, you know, the way that I say that, you know, when I say juices, I realize how kind of uncomfortable it sounds the way I say juices. Like, but when it comes down to it, I feel like I've seen so much negativity in the last 2 freaking weeks that I need something good. I need something lively. I leave with a thought of wondering why a man with a horse in a car, furious after being refused service at a KFC drive-thru. Technically, he drove that shit through. Why are you not serving this man his Kentucky Fried Chicken? Let's talk about this for a moment, okay? The fact of the matter is, he was in a vehicle, okay? He was in a buggy. And then on top of that, you get to see horses, okay? It's like, oh, it's a horse! I mean, do you not want to see a horse? I mean, I'm pretty sure he had one of them poop bags attached to the, you know, to the booty of the horse, so that way, you know, wouldn't take a huge dump in their, you know, drive-thru or whatever. Obviously, somebody probably shit in their cornflakes when they heard that a horse was coming around. I was like, man, just give the man his chicken. Come on. What? I mean, is KFC too good? I mean, when it comes down to it, motherfuckers were riding horses when KFC came out. With Colonel still in the recipe with his bitch ass. But still, I don't even like that dry ass chicken. The chicken, like, died twice before it was served. How do you murder a chicken twice? Oh, it's very simple. You do KFC's recipe and frying technique. That's how you do it. Because black people don't eat that shit. At least, black people with options. I can understand you're in a small town, and KFC is the only chicken joint you got. It's either that, or you're going to Sally's house next door, and she don't season the chicken or wash the shit, but that's a whole different story. But the fact of the matter is, KFC cannot be picky. Y'all chicken ain't really that good. I don't understand why you couldn't let this man... I haven't even read the damn article yet. Okay, let me just read the damn article. Man with a horse in a car furious after being refused service at KFC drive-thru. Alright. We have a traveler. He says a traveler says he is left humiliated after KFC refused to serve him at a drive-thru while he was riding a horse and carts. Ian Bell, 55, made it as far as the kiosk window last week only for a manager to come out and say he would have to leave for the health and safety of other customers. He says he doesn't understand as his horse, John John, is as good as gold, adding, by the way, John John, that's kind of cute. I ain't going to see a lot. Horse John John. Hey, yo, what's up, John? John? John, I ain't gonna even lie. That sound more like something like a black farmer would name that horse, to be honest. I'm just gonna keep it real. I don't know. Maybe he got like a black wife at home or something like that. He's like, we're gonna name him John John. Whatever you say, sugar. Anyway, he says he doesn't understand that his horse John John is as good as gold. Horse and carts were around long before motor cars. Photos show Ian and John John, a 7-year-old Irish cob. It is a beautiful horse, y'all. So for y'all on YouTube, y'all need to look at this horse. Look at that. That is a beautiful damn horse. How do you not want to service a man for the fact that he put that much effort to saddle this horse up, keep it nice and pretty, so he can get some damn chicken? He was probably gonna share with John John. I don't know, like, can horses eat meat? Probably fucking not. I think they're just herbivores, but maybe he's gonna give him a biscuit. I mean, shit, he deserves a biscuit. Get the damn horse a biscuit. Shit. Anyways, Ian said, I had coiled up behind some cars and was about to order a bargain bucket when all of a sudden his manager came and said, you're not allowed through. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I had done nothing wrong. Joshua was behaving himself. He was quiet as a lamb. He's a very well-behaved horse. He does look like a very well-behaved horse. Look at that, man. Shoot. He got hair on his mane that's up on his face, man. He looking like a 2005 punk rock band lead singer. Look at all, like 50 Seconds to Mars and shit. Not 60 Seconds to Mars. I said 50 Seconds to Mars. Anyways, so in the end, I had to go to McDonald's for a Big Mac. Okay. Chicken or Big Mac? This man wanted some motherfucking chicken. Okay. You couldn't give him a bargain bucket because of the fact he had a horse. This dude's prejudice against horses. Fuck that manager. What did that horse do to you? Are you just mad because the horse got a bigger dick than you? What's the real problem? Come on, obviously you feeling insecure about something because you can't. Hey, maybe the manager's bald and that horse got more hair than you know what? I ain't gonna even say what I was thinking though. But he got so much damn hair. I mean, shit, he's matching 80s hair bands, the full damn band, and shit. He got hair on his hooves. He got hair on his neck. He got hair on his mane. I mean, he's probably mad because he's bald. He's mad because he's old. That can also be another reason why he's mad about the damn horse that won't serve the man the chicken. Don't make no damn sense. In the end, I had to go to McDonald's for a Big Mac. I mean, shoot, at least you got some secret sauce, so you got better flavoring than that bitch-ass chicken. Anyways, no one there batted an eyelid. I bet they didn't. They were just like, shit, I don't get paid enough for this. I get paid minimum wage. Why the fuck do I gotta pay attention to somebody riding this motherfucking horse? He paid, didn't he? Shit, he's going through the drive-thru with a vehicle, technically. So, I'm gonna give him his motherfucking Big Mac. Didn't say nothing to me at all, and they served my food. Hell, they're probably just like, well, I done seen everything the damn day. I done seen a motherfucking horse come through the damn drive-thru. Shit, I need to go see more things because obviously my damn town is country. Simple. Simple as that. Data one, Ian added, I think my treatment from KSC has been downright disgusting and discriminatory against people who use horse and carts. Discrimination, guys. Discrimination. Irish cob horses matter. Damn it. I can't believe we got to talk about the horses. The horses matter. Horse and carts matter, guys. I mean, damn it. I already talked about black lives. Now we got to talk about horse and carts. This is where we at, guys. In 2020, a man can't ride a motherfucking horse cart. What the fuck is wrong with society? It's a damn horse. Come on. A horse. Let the man have his horse. Let him have the cart. Quit discriminating against a man and his horse. You motherfuckers. Anyway, the horse and the cart is a common way to get around from where I'm from. The fast food franchise has spoken out in defense of the manager's decision to deny Ian and John John service, insisting that the safety of the guests is really important. What the fuck is everybody in their cars and shit? He just pulled up to get some damn food. That makes no fucking sense whatsoever. Oh, people are stupid. KFC, a KFC spokesman said, "Hold your horses, Carlisle. Hold your horses, Carlisle. We're not looking to stir up trouble, but we're sorry." Okay, I just want to say it right now. KFC spokesperson or spokesman, spokeswoman, whoever said this shit, you're awful. I bet you got kids. You probably tortured the shit out of them with your terrible dad jokes. I just want to say it right now, fucking terrible. Anyways, we're not trying to stir up trouble. This nigga just said stir up. You know he was. We're not trying to stir up, and we're sorry for Ian and John John's experience, but the safety of our guests is really important, so we can't allow a horse-drawn vehicle into our drive-throughs. Okay, how the fuck is it that McDonald's didn't have no problem with this? It is McDonald's, y'all. And then the horse was really healthy. And look, it's a decent sized cart. Look, it doesn't even look like it's a damn problem. Everything, the horse looked like he's just chilling. Hell, I don't know what type of I know you know like cats got like catnip. Maybe they gave him some horse nip or something. Maybe he had a good bale of hay before he came out. He looked like he's a chill, and he's a pretty horse. That is a beautiful damn horse. Ian lives alone in the seaside of town of Siloth, and John John resides in a nearby field. The pair often travel 23 miles to Carlisle. Carlisle. I can't even say the name. Carlisle, inside of a car and horse box, before setting up the carriage and trotting around the streets. Ian said, "Going around in horse and carriage is something I like to do. It's just good tra It's also good training for John John, who seems like he's a pretty well-behaved horse." The 55-year-old, who used to milk cows on a dairy farm, is currently out of work after fracturing his pelvis. Ooh. Ah. He fractured his pelvis in three places. Ooh. Poor Ian. I feel really bad for Ian. Get that motherfucker his bucket of chicken. This man done shattered his pelvis. Oh, and he can't work right now. You can't give him a bucket of chicken. This man works hard, and now I'm finding out the man got a butt like a freaking broken pelvis in three places. Damn. When he was flung from another horse last year. I don't know who that horse was, but you are such a naughty horse. Maybe he was scared. I don't know. But anyway, he said John John is helping with his recovery. So yes, another thing. He is also a therapy horse. Okay, so we're discriminating against therapy animals now. See, this is my problem. See, y'all fucking up over there in the UK. You know what? We would have let that therapy horse through. And y'all be talking about how better y'all are than us. And here y'all are fucking up. This man on broke his pelvis in three damn places. And you can't even let his horse through. Prejudice against horses. The UK has prejudice against horses. What the fuck's wrong with you, Carlisle? Get that shit together. So I tell you what, do come through a drive-through in fucking Kansas City. The first thing we're gonna be doing is taking fucking pictures, and then we're gonna be calling our cousins talking about, man, you wouldn't believe what the fuck I'm seeing right now, man. This man came up in a horse and stagecoach just so he can get some damn chicken. I ain't gonna lie, the shit was kind of fly. By the way, those rims. But the fact of the matter is, shame on you, Carlisle, KFC. Get your shit together. Fucking assholes. I've never been to Carlisle. I don't know who lives in the city of Carlisle. If you listen to this podcast, I'm really not shitting on your town. I'm shitting on the KFC. I love you. Anyway, John added, you mean Ian added, I love Jar Jar. He's like a member of the family in the same way some people love their cats and dogs. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be where I am today. Hey man, I'm telling you, man. Animals have a powerful thing about them that kind of help people soothe their souls. Sometimes it doesn't really take somebody to speak to them. Sometimes it just takes some type of connection. Maybe this horse is a spiritual connection to understanding his life and being able to carry on. So, I feel him. I feel him on this. John said he hasn't tried taking the horse and cart through any other drive-throughs, but added he's keen to see if Burger King will let him in. You know what? I'm pretty sure Burger King will. This man just wanted a damn sandwich. A chicken. I'm sorry, he wanted a variety bucket. I don't even know what's in a variety bucket in the UK. But, I mean, he just wanted something scrummed at the lunches. Shit, he was probably gonna, like, feed the biscuit to the horse. You know, make sure the horse has some water, though, to make sure the horse don't choke. Because we all know biscuits are dry as fuck, so I know he ain't trying to murder his own horse. So, but speaking of which, you want to be careful with that. If you listening to this, bro, do not feed your horse some dry ass biscuits. I mean, if y'all got like a church or something like that, them biscuits are moist. Or at least have some water available before you feed him that dry ass biscuit. Have plenty of water available, okay? He deserves to be watered. He is a good horse. He has helped you with your recovery. But the fact that you had a fractured pelvis in three places. My man, you deserve all the bucket of chicken in the world. You know what? If you ever come to Missouri, in Kansas City, Missouri, look me up. I will buy you a bucket of chicken. Actually, I will take you to some of the best chicken shacks known to man. You can bring your horse too. You know what? We'll go around Kansas City and just go get some chicken. Some better chicken than KFC. You deserve better chicken. And you know what? Your horse deserves like all the carrots and shit. I know a good farmer's market will make that shit happen. And yeah. So shout out to Ian and John John out there in Carlisle, 23 miles outside over there in the Sea Town. Whatever you're doing right now, just know we love you. And yeah. Like I said, cart and horse lives matter. Damn it. Okay, alright. So I know I was being extra and everything, but at the same time, I ain't gonna even sit here and lie. I fuck with that story because you know what? Shit. I wish I could see some shit like that. I don't know why that dude was tripping. I don't see the point on getting upset. What the fuck is a horse gonna do that's gonna cause a safety problem with the customers? Huh? I don't get it. And then on top of that, he ain't that big of a horse. He's like a medium-sized horse. So why be tripping? Man, I'm pretty sure I would hate to work at that KFC. I'm pretty sure that manager is so damn uptight. Man, butthole probably tighter like this, just pulsating because of the fact that he probably hasn't had a good shit in probably like 20 years. And like he's fucking balding and he's fading. But anyways, I'm just gonna stop. All right. In the next story, let's talk about police. Man fined for 450 euros for provocative farts in front of police officers. Okay, I just want to make something clear. 450 euros is like 500 and something dollars. I just want to make that note right now. You mean to tell me that somebody got fined 500 and something dollars for farting? I mean, did he spread his ass cheeks open and then, like, got really, really close and then fart in their face? Like, did he just do a, like, did he crop dust them? What the, I mean, it's a fart. We're gonna charge him $500 for a fart? A man in Vienna. Okay, so, all right, this is starting to make sense. Okay. They don't fucking play in that part of the country, okay? Vienna people are very serious. Okay, so this is fucking Austria. Okay, Austria is. I have an Austrian friend. She's a sweetheart, but she will tell me most Austrians are very strict. They have a protocol about them. And I can say the same thing about Germans, too. They're next door neighbors. I can see I can see their panties being in a little bit of a twist over this. So we're gonna continue to read. A man has been fined nearly 500 euros for
for farting provocatively in front of police officers. I'm just trying to figure out, how do you fart provocatively? I don't see anything provocative about farting. That just sounds... It's Europe. Anyways, Austrian police were forced to defend the penalty after Österreich. I hope I said that right. My German's bad. It's been a long time. Österreich. Newspaper revealed the man had been punished for offending public decency. The officers argued that the offender was uncooperative and behaving provocatively with officers leading up to the incident. Like, what was he doing? Was he like doing like air thrusts or something? What the hell happened? They wrote on Twitter that the men had been sitting on the park bench before, getting up, looking at him, and letting go a massive intestinal wind, apparently with full intent. Oh no, his ass was loaded. Of course, no one is reported for accidentally letting one go, they added. The man could appeal the 500 euro, 447. Either way, why is this a news report? When did you get fined for letting off some intestinal gas? You mean basically he was like, I'm gonna aim my ass with lethal intent to see if I can knock down one of these cops. This is my knockout gas to the Batmobile. This is from the Batmobile. This is the poisonous gas that's gonna start terrorism all over again, starting in Austria. We are upset because his ass is that lethal. His ass is more lethal than J-Lo on a good night. His ass is more lethal than J-Lo at the Super Bowl. I ain't gonna lie, that is one lethal ass right there. There are some lethal asses out there, and that man committed an assault, or an attempted assault. He is trying to take down the government with his ass. His ass, y'all. That is where we're at. Austrian police are insecure about ass gas. The fuck is wrong with them? Like, they ain't got nothing better to do. I understand they got low crime and shit over there in Austria. I get it. They were probably bored. They probably just needed something to do. But god dang, do we gotta find a man like a month's rent in most places? I mean, god dang. Like, seriously, there's so many other things you could be doing right now. But for $500 fucking dollars... I mean, that's $500 fucking dollars. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all ain't got nothing better to do. Oh, come on. Y'all are one of the smartest countries in the world, and y'all fucking up arresting a man for what? Ass gas. Y'all just as petty as our police officers. At least our police officers give us an ass beating. You know, like shit. Our police officers will fuck y'all police officers up. If that's the case, I'm just gonna say that shit right now. And I ain't trying to start no international incident, but let's be honest here. Okay, our officers at least get spit on and pissed off. Somebody will throw a damn container of pee or something like that, and then get fucked up and thrown in jail. Damn. Y'all be talking shit about us, but that's just petty. I mean, I've heard some things, I've seen some things. Hell, you know what? I know somebody back in college that was trying to get away, motherfucker knocked out an officer, tried to hop a fence, got clotheslined by the other officer. And I mean, to be quite honest, I mean, he had it coming. I mean, but I ain't gonna lie, that was like the meanest haymaker I've ever seen. But, you know, at least, you know, that's worth, you know, paying some money. That's worth, hey, that's a fine. That's a damn fine. That is some jail time. I mean, if you fought on the officer, more than likely, here in America, they just gonna beat your ass and say you were resisting arrest. I mean, you could have at least whooped his ass or something like that. And you're like, no, I'm just gonna arrest him a fine. You will be getting a fine for assaulting me with your ass. Dada us. Dada osh. I think that's how you say it in German. Dada osh. The disrespect. Dada osh. Hey, you're wondering what I'm trying to say in German. I think I'm trying to say your ass. I mean, I'm just saying. That little motherfucker was about to, like, fire out Blitzkrieg out of his asshole or some shit. I mean, come on. Y'all just fucking up all over the place, aren't y'all? Please, y'all gotta get y'all shit together, man. Like, as much as I want to give y'all some props, sometimes y'all just be taking it away. You know what? I know there's some good cops out there, but god dang it, y'all gotta start taking accountability for the dumb ones. Let's get this shit together. You wonder why the world's in motherfucking chaos? There you go. Petty ass motherfucking cops. I'm sorry, it's petty. I've never seen a story so damn petty. And I've seen some petty ass stories. This they were just mad. They were having a fucking bad day. Somebody got blue balled or something last night. Somebody lost their paycheck. Somebody gambled at the damn casino underground somewhere or some shit. And they decided, you know what? The next person that pisses me off, I'm just going to put them off. I'm just going to find the motherfucker. You know what? I'm going to ruin the fuck out of his day. That's the only thing I can come up with on why. Why the fuck? Why the fuck are we giving this man a 500? I mean, shit. I can understand, you know, he just started being unruly. You know what? If he would have flung some shit at you, okay, then I could understand. I would have understood if he would have just, like, you know, took his dick out and started doing the helicopter. Then I probably would have understood where his pettiness came from. No, he farted. He does what everybody does. It's a bodily function. Everybody has a little methane gas. It comes out. Hell, farting means you're healthy in most cases. Even though I'm not going to lie, I've smelled some rancid farts and it feels like somebody died up in there. I'm talking like somebody crawled up in there, or maybe some old ancient species, I don't know what the fuck, and died in their ass. But, I digress. Y'all need help. Y'all need some fucking help. Over there in Vienna. Okay. Next story. Mom's disbelief at teacher's note about contents in daughter's lunchbox. Mom of 3, Melissa Ann, didn't know whether to cry, laugh, or shake her head in disbelief when her daughter's teacher told her what she found in Emily's lunchbox. Okay, first of all, for all y'all on YouTube, this is obviously one of those situations where you notice that the mom ain't black. I'm just going to let y'all know that right now. Because, I mean, adorable kid, but I could see she be up to some shit. She be snooping around in the damn house, be doing some shit she ain't supposed to be doing. Because if I did some shit like that, my mom would have beat the brakes off of me. I'm talking the brakes, the rotors, the motors, the whole fucking thing. Anyway, so a mom of 3 was left shaking her head in disbelief when she received a note from her daughter's teacher about her packed lunch. Melissa Ann was at work on the day that her daughter, Emily's teacher, messaged her to say she had found something odd in her lunchbox. Okay. Alright, so, I'm going to take a poll right now before I go into this. I'm going to say it's a sex toy. Some of y'all are probably going to think it's either a sex toy, it's going to be something like a dead animal, or it's going to be something really, really fucked up and gross. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's see what the poll says. Melissa lets Emily pack her own lunchbox. So, at first, she didn't think anything of it. When she read that Emily had filled her lunchbox with cat... This girl filled her lunchbox with cat food and said... cat food? Okay, I'm not going to lie. That was not anything close to what the fuck I was thinking. How many of you guys guessed cat food? Show of hands. No, none of y'all. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, the fact of the matter is, Okay, cat food was far off of the agenda. This kid eating like a homeless person. Let me go ahead and see what the hell she saw, or what else is going on. I didn't know whether to cry, laugh, or shake my head in disbelief. But no, Red, I just wanted you to know that Emily has shown me that she has cat food in her lunchbox. Oh, she has a cat. No wonder why. Maybe she thought it was a can of tuna. I don't think she was, either that or, you know, she was curious about what the cat's been eating. She's trying to be a good pet owner. She's trying to be responsible. So, you know what? I want to know what Mr. Mittens is eating. So, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and test it out because I'm a cat mom. That's probably what it was. She's a cat mom. She just wanted to make sure her cat was getting the right nutrients. So she wanted to test the shit out. Responsible daughter. You should be proud, mom. Oh, okay. No, anyway. So, she said she packed it there herself, and she did not tell you. I've taken it away from her. Can I get you to chat with her after school? In a bid to try and explain her daughter's choice of lunchbox filling, Melissa told KidSpot that her family owns 3 cats and that Emily is a little cat obsessed. She said she likes to be funny. And she's a little cat obsessed. I didn't know whether to cry, laugh, or shake my head in disbelief. They got 3 cats. That girl's going to be a cat lady. Mama, you need to watch out. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love cats. I think cats are actually fucking awesome. They're funny as hell, too. I mean, you ever just sat there and look at the cat, just do some dumb shit, and you just be looking at it and be like, you know, for a smart creature, sometimes you be doing the dumbest shit, buddy. That's how it is when I be going on to my brother's house. He got this big old cat named Thor. Big old orange tabby. Damn cat. Cat be doing some dumb shit. Motherfucker can jump super high in the damn air. My brother be putting his gate up because he doesn't want his chihuahua to go into the damn kitchen. And we already know the cat can clear the shit. Motherfucker be meowing at everybody trying to get him getting us to open the door because the motherfucker's lazy and being stupid. I was like, motherfucker, you can't play dumb with all of us. We know you can jump over this motherfucker thing. We've seen you jump over this thing 1,000 times. And this guy said, meow. I was like, you. And then they say, you know, I'll turn around and they say, you know, this motherfucker done cleared the shit. I was like, what happened to your desperate cries of help, buddy? I love that damn cat, though. He's a good kitty. Anyway. I walked around work for the next 2 hours laughing and shaking my head like a crazy person to myself. Of course, Emily took the cat food to school. Why wouldn't she? This is exactly what she would do. Well, I mean, at least you know she loves her cat. Melissa said she likes to encourage her children to make their own lunches sometimes. But clearly this time, Emily didn't hold back. Melissa added, her aspiration in life is to own 50 cats. In her own words, I want to be a cat lady when I grow up. Okay. Pause for a second. Let's read that one more time, okay? I just got to go right. Melissa added, her aspiration in life is to own 50 cats. In her own words, I want to be a cat lady when I grow up. Okay, mom, this is what you need to do. Before she ends up a cat lady, not saying I'm trying to discriminate against those cat ladies out there, but push her to be a veterinarian. That's what you should do. She wants to take care of cats. She can take care of all types of animals. Animals far and wide. Even that pet ferret that gothic chick owns down the street in the apartment complex. By the way, ferrets are fucking cute though. But anyways, the fact of the matter is, you need to nip this shit in the bud right now or else your daughter's going to be sitting at home in her sweats watching Twilight DVDs. And petting 50 cats. Do not let her become the cat lady spinster down the street. This is a concern. There's one thing to be a cat lady. You have a few cats, but she wants 50 cats. You know how the house is going to smell? What, 50 cats? All the piss and shit. All the litter boxes. Do not let this happen to your daughter. I'm just saying. That's, you know, you think she's wearing a fur jacket, but really, no, that's just the fur from all the damn cats in the neighborhood. It's like, that's a very colorful fur jacket. She's like, oh, no, that's just my sweater. No, don't do it. Mom, if you're watching this, Melissa should be a veterinarian. Okay. We didn't make a human grade cat themed lunch for tomorrow. I gave her an amazing t-shirt as a heads up before I made this one, and she didn't really pour Minty's food bowl again. Oh, the cat's name was Minty. That's so cute. But no. But anyways, so white kids do the darndest things, part one. Because if I did some shit like that, I'm just gonna let you know right now. So you wanna eat like a fucking animal? Well, fuck it, I'm gonna feed you like an animal too. That's how I probably would have gone in the black or Hispanic household. I just wanna let y'all know that shit right fucking now. But anyway. I'm speechless right now. The shit you be finding up on the internet with the news and shit, man. You don't understand. I be reading this weird news shit just because of the fact it makes people laugh, but at the same time, I'd be cracking me the fuck up, but god dang. I just saw this little girl's life flash before my damn eyes. And she ain't even my damn kid. This is why I shouldn't have kids. This shit is stressful already, man. I'm stressed out for the damn mom. But anyway. So, I think I'm going to go ahead and end it here. I just wanted to make sure you get a quick episode in and something you can all listen to on your daily commute. But other than that, I really want to thank you guys for tuning in. My name is Anthony Anthem, a.k.a. Black Fabio, a.k.a. The Midnight Marauder, a.k.a. Mr. a.k.a. Oh, one more thing. Special episode coming soon. You'll see. Other than that, till next time, guys. Bye.